Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. I'm going to interrupt the lovely Hayley Reinhardt song right now, Can't Help Falling in Love. Maybe we will come back to it. But I was just having trouble getting my next guest on the line, but very pleased to say that I do have her. Her name is Sally Rose. She is the manager of early years at Greater Shepparton City Council. She's got some good news about young kids in Greater Shepparton. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, we've had some Australian Early Development Census data released.
Yep.
And it's pointing to some better outcomes for our young kids.
Yeah, it really is, which is very positive. We weren't really expecting positive results this time around with the effects of COVID, but it gives us a great opportunity to look into the data and what might be causing the improvements so that we can keep on doing what we're doing right.
So the survey is a national data collection undertaken to measure the five developmental areas, and I guess I could read them out: physical health and well-being, emotional maturity, social competence, language and cognitive skills, and communication and general knowledge in the first year of formal primary school education. So this is prep kids?
Yeah, it's conducted in between May and July in the year that children start school. So the foundation year, they call it now. And it's very much a measure of how well our children are doing before they get to school. So how well we as a community support families and how well families manage to support their children. So it's not a reflection on schools, it's a reflection on our whole community.
There's been some concerns about where our kids are at this stage in the past. In fact, I think there still is, Sally.
Yep, there is, unfortunately. We have had an improvement and that's fabulous because that's what we're all working towards. But unfortunately, we still sit below the state average for Victoria, and that's not what we want for our children. We want the best for our children and every opportunity. So that's what we'll continue to do.
Great to see some improvement, but it is concerning that we do lag behind the state average. Why do we lag behind the state average and what can we do about it? Very big questions, Sally.
Two very big questions that I don't have an even small answer for, but I guess, as I said, we'll be interrogating that data and talking to the people that work with families, to professionals in all fields about what they think has gone right in the last couple of years with COVID. We thought it might have dropped a little bit. Fortunately, it didn't. Is that because families did get to spend more time with their children, so they've had more positive experiences? Is it because parents who are on low incomes were less stressed because there was additional money coming from the government? We don't know what the reasons are at the moment, but we really need to work out what they were so that we can continue those good things. I like to think, because I'm in the sector, I guess, that early childhood services were still all open right through the pandemic. So maybe that's been a positive, that's taken some stress out of people's lives when other things weren't. But, we don't know what the reasons are yet. And it'll be multi-factors. There's not one single answer to the question.
As you say, it's a whole community issue.
Yep.
But there are things council can do to continue to shore up the kids in this age range. What can council do?
Well, we provide really good quality early childhood services, maternal and child health for the whole community, long daycare, kindergarten playgroups, family daycare. We sit in that space quite heavily, but we also hope that we support, we're about all children in the municipality, not just those who use our services. So things like the book bags around the book boxes around the community that, take a free book, leave a book, that sort of thing. Even the books for adults, encouraging adults to read, because literacy really is one of the highest skills that will make a difference for children. Just knowing how to have a conversation or how to pick up and work a book is really, really important with these children, well, with all our children, I guess. Things like active play, getting out and riding bikes or running around, those things really help brain development. So they're the things that we encourage through our services, but very much through the Best Start project. I was going to get the website for you, but I didn't get a chance. There's a great series of videos online at the moment that have been completed locally about ways that families and carers and, you know, grandparents and the whole community can support our children about, you know, being active, talking to your children all the time, not just telling them what to do, but asking them things or showing them things or giving them new words. So it's so many things, and most of them are really good fun. You know, reading a story to a child's a beautiful thing to do, going outside and having a play, kicking a ball around or, you know, catching them at the bottom of a slide or whatever. They're really good fun bonding things that your child will remember forever. It doesn't have to be, you know, expensive toys or experiences, as they say.
No, absolutely not. So we've heard a lot of media this year or just recently about an extra kinder year that's going to be funded by the Victorian government. Do you think that will make a big difference?
It will make a big difference for some children. Some children are doing really well with combinations of services and families out there. Some children will get a lot out of 30 hours. The international research says the best thing for every child is between 30 and 35 hours of preschool education. Excuse me. But, you know, for our families, we want to offer something that's accessible, and we've got a shortage of staff at the moment, which is creating a barrier, I guess, for some ongoing services, but we'll work really hard to improve that across the state, to upskill some of our current staff across the region. But yeah, although throwing money at something's not the answer, anything that improves the options for families and children's got to be a better precipitator of outcomes.
So you're very much immersed in these early years in your job, Sally.
Absolutely.
What's your feeling about how our young kids are faring at the moment post-COVID, if we can even say post-COVID?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're not post-COVID. We have to remember it's very much there. Look, I think children are settling back into the normality of, you know, school or early childhood services, although, as I said, that didn't change significantly. But children need the face-to-face opportunities. School needs to have a teacher in front of them and somebody to answer questions and somebody to, you know, poke in the elbow and develop social skills as much as the academic ones. So I think our children will come out of this, and this data is a really good sign of that. But we need to continue to support every child to achieve their very best, and we're never going to stop doing that.
Well, great to see the figures are going in the right direction anyway.
Absolutely.
Sally.
Yep.
All right, well, thanks so much for your time this morning, Sally Rose. She's the manager of early years down at Greater Shepparton City Council. Thanks for your time, Sally.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station Sponsor.
Winter is the time of year that mice and rats decide that living inside your house is better than the cold outside. These germ-carrying rodents can even chew electrical wires, causing major damage. So don't let rodents take over your home. We offer tamper-proof bait stations which are safe for pets, but mice can't resist them. A home rodent inspection and a set of bait stations is on special now, saving you over $100. Jason's Pest Control look forward to making your home rodent-free. 1-800-599-699
1FM sponsor.
Let Merritt Funeral Services take the stress out of your funeral arrangements. Whether you're looking to prepay a funeral, arrange a bond, or prearrange a complete funeral, Merritt Funeral Services are just a phone call away. They can even come direct to you anywhere across the region to help walk you through the process, each and every step of the way. With more than 40 years industry experience, expect nothing less than service and advice that exceeds your expectations. Let Merritt Funeral Services take care of everything. Phone 5825 1651.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.